Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey,
here we are.
Happy Thursday, y'all.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is September 17th. It is National Monte Cristo Day.
Oh, yeah, bro. I love me. Well, I loved one. I loved one because I don't even know where to get one now, but I know they're not good for you.
I'll tell you.
They're so good going down, though.
Wait, that's that sandwich?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What exactly is in the Monte Cristo?
It's a fried ham and cheese sandwich, basically, then it's got powdered sugar on top.
Oh, man.
Why does it have sugar on top?
Well, that's just the way it is. It's a French sandwich that toasted and fried and with the powdered sugar.
I remember as a child.
It's good.
Jam. Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's so bad.
They dip it in egg batter. Then they either pan fry or deep fry the sandwich.
As a child, my parents took me to Bennigan's all the time, and that's what I would eat, and that's what I blame for adding 40 pounds as a child onto my body.
So growing up, my mom would, this would like be her treat. She would love it. The only reason I know about the Monte Cristo sandwich is because my mom loves it. So for her birthday on August 9th, the day before Sarah Osbourne turned 21, I said, Mom, I'd like to take you to lunch. Where do you want to go? And see, to me, I go to like bougie restaurants because I'm a culinary
snob
whiz.
Okay.
Kidding. But my mom loves her little inner circle, and she says, I would really like a Monte Cristo from Cheddar's.
Cheddar's has a Monte Cristo.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And I'm like,
You did that to your mom.
I threw the biggest fit. No. I did it privately. Sarah, I was such a baby. I'm like,
what a baby.
Oh, Cheddar's. Oh, God.
Bro, nothing wrong with Cheddar's, man.
Well, to me, it was disgusting. It's a disgusting chain restaurant. And I'm like, I'll do it for you, Mom, because I love you. And if that's what you want, that's what you want.
Sacrifice.
I can't. You didn't tell her if that's what you want, did you?
No, I said I'll go. I mean, that's not typically somewhere I would go.
Oh my god!
But I'll go there for you.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
So we go. I walk in.
No, oh, no, you didn't. You didn't put that face on. It's your mom's birthday.
I know, but I'm like, the sacrifices I make to be your son. Going to stupid Cheddar's.
Oh, but she was so happy, though, I bet.
We sit down at the table, and they come by, and they bring this little basket. And I'm like, what's this? And it's a super soft croissant with, like, this little honey glaze over it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, I really like this. I was like, I'll try it.
You sound like you're 10. I love it.
I'm like, damn, this is good.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So far, so good.
I order lunch, and I'm like, God, this is good. How do I tell her this is good? Because I made such a big production about it being, this is that's why I had to say, look, I apologize for being a little
good
baby because Cheddar's is pretty damn good, y'all.
Yes!
Heck yeah.
That's
Heck
awesome.
Yeah.
So Monte Cristo's today, bro. Let's go.
Now, back to me being bougie. There used, and I don't know if it's still open. I hope it is. But I used to live down on Barton Springs in a condo, and there is a food truck park, and there was this one particular food truck. It's called Are You Gonna Order or What, or something along those lines. I don't know if it's still open, but they had the world's best Monte Cristo sandwich.
Wow.
And that was kind of what they're famous. Their whole thing was kind of like the soup Nazi, that they're just like, are you gonna order or what? Mm-hmm. Like super mean. But every time I went there, they couldn't have been any nicer. Like, you guys aren't playing along here with your gimmick. And their specialty was the Monte Cristo, and it was so damn good. Yes, Sarah.
Oh, it says it's closed.
Oh,
rest,
that breaks
in peace,
my heart.
Man.
Oh, God. Well, I'm so tired of all these places closing.
Well, maybe not. But anyway, it's
closed. Well,
called,
it's closed at 6:06. It's closed at 6 in the morning, Sarah.
It says, hey, you're going to eat or what?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's celebrate, bro.
Yeah, let's go get a Monte Cristo today.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much. Shout out Cheddar's. What's crazy to me is during the pandemic, so many people lost their jobs. Yet I feel like we're spending so much more money, especially online and especially like on home products.
Seriously.
For instance, good luck trying to get an appliance right now because everything is on back order.
Is it really?
Oh,
yeah, good luck. Go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, try to get a refrigerator, try to get a washer or a dryer or a microwave or an oven. You just can't.
Like, what gives? Like, why is that? Like, for a refrigerator?
I believe it's because all of the manufacturing plants were shut down for so long.
I forget about that.
That they're trying to play catch up.
You're right.
And now, because everybody is at home, we're looking around at all the things that we need to upgrade in our home. So we're buying a ton of appliances.
Yep.
So not only do you have the shutdown, them playing catch up, but then you have this higher amount of people trying to buy stuff.
Yep.
My buddy went to Home Depot looking for a refrigerator. Some of them are on back order to 2021.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
Dude.
I ordered a washer and dryer months ago, and I'm still waiting on the dryer. The washer came delivered. I'm still waiting on the dryer. So we have to go to the laundromat every single week because I don't have a dryer in my house.
Bro, can I recommend a rope and some clothes, those clips, and run them on your backyard?
Seriously.
Thought about that. But I've made some pretty big online purchases recently because I just moved into a new home with a big rope tied to the back. And I know that it takes me a long time to make a purchase. It's funny because I read a new survey that looked at how long it takes to make fairly major purchases. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I do so much research, so much so that I get really nervous about pulling the trigger on an item. And I will actually let it sit in my cart, and I'll get daily emails. Hey, you left something in your cart.
That's so funny.
Hey, bro, it's us again. Just want to see if you're ready to make that purchase. Hey there, here we are, just kind of circling around to see if you've made up your mind. These are all emails I get on the daily, right? So how long does it take for us to make fairly major purchases like a printer or a new TV? I know from start to finish, I bought a massive big screen TV, and that whole thing took me weeks.
Did it really?
To actually decide to buy because I had to do all the research and everything. So let's see if you think this is a high or low number, okay?
Okay.
So they broke it down into 7 stages of online shopping. They say from start to finish, the average amount of time we spend on getting a fairly major purchase is how long? How long would you say it takes us to make up our mind, decide, and make the purchase?
7 days.
I was going to say a week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking a week.
Well, maybe I overhyped this whole thing. 3 hours and 5 minutes. I'm talking about from the time you sit down.
That's it?
To make
that's
the
it?
Purchase, right? So think about this. Okay, you're going to go online and you're going to buy a printer. So from the minute you start looking and everything to the minute you purchase.
7 days.
Yeah, I'm saying 7. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
For instance, I bought a projector for my backyard, like with a screen and all that for my kids to watch movies and for me to watch football.
Okay. Do you really think this is going to work?
Well, here's the thing. I did, like Booker did, the research online.
Yeah.
And I love reading people's reviews and hands-on. Like, that's what's going to put me over the hump. But, dude, I had that in the cart for about 6-7 days, and I finally pulled the trigger on it, and it's been great, knock on wood. I've used it only once. But
how do you feel when you hit submit? I mean, is this like a big relief of pressure?
Yeah.
Like now there's no turning back, right?
I always say, why didn't I do that sooner?
Yes.
I always say that.
And you know what happens to me sometimes is I'll take so long to make the purchase that price has gone up.
Bro, guys, can I give an example of another one?
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I had a pair of AirPods in my cart.
Yeah.
And I waited like months and I was like, I'm going to get them. And I go and then I look at it and it says, there's a newer model out. I'm like, what? I waited so long that my model was old.
Ironically, if you're looking to buy AirPods, I just read a story yesterday. AirPods, the lowest price they've ever been.
Yep, they'll be in my cart for
what
7 days.
It means like they're normally like $250, I think, or something like that.
Oh,
Alex?
My God.
Yeah, I got a pair of Pros that were $249.
$249, they're $160 something now. So
wait, are they really?
Uh-huh.
Did you just hear what I just said? I said I just bought a pair for $249 and now they're $169. This is why I should have let it simmer in my cart a little bit longer.
Wow.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
When the topic of a national mask mandate came up, Trump made an odd choice to who to blame on this. Watch this.
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing? And why don't you wear a mask more often?
A good question is you ask, like Joe Biden, they said, we're going to do a national mandate on masks.
He's called on all governors to have them. It is a state
responsibility. Well, no, but he didn't do it. I mean, he never did it.
Yeah. Yeah, President Biden. What's the deal with that?
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said think fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Morning. Thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey, Sarah. Hello, Alex. Are we ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, let's jump right into it. The game is called Think Fast. Think Fast, y'all. Name a Supreme Court justice whose name starts with S.
That's Sotomayor woman, Sonia.
There you go, Alex. Very good. It's a nice little alliteration with a double S there. Sonia Sotomayor.
Don't even know how I got that.
I think I was in shock that it just like rolled off your tongue that I didn't even know how to like interrupt. I was just like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Don't ask how I got that, y'all.
Alex 1, Sarah 0. Name a Marvel character starting with T.
Thor.
Very good. Alex Franco off to a quick start. Sarah might have gotten that, except for the fact that she had the microphone just sitting in her lap.
Yeah.
Sarah, get on. Think fast. You got to think fast and be ready. Come on.
Well, okay.
Name a South Park character beginning with K.
Kenny.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that. I don't know any of the characters.
That's the only one I know. Oh, there's Cartman.
But that's with a C.
Right.
There's Kenny and there's Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Oh, my God. Hey. They killed Kenny. The reason I bring up South Park is because they're doing their very first 60-minute long special, this on the coronavirus.
I cannot wait
to watch it because you know it's going to be hilarious.
I didn't even know it was still on television.
Sarah, maybe we can get you to watch it.
Nah. Not for her.
Nah,
The Simpsons has been on for 42 years and she hasn't watched a single episode.
Well, I want to get into The Simpsons and I want to start watching Family Guy.
No, don't bother. There are like 5 million episodes.
Yeah, if you're going to do one, do Family Guy. It's funnier.
Here's a promo for South Park.
Hi, I'm very proud to announce a pandemic special.
One night.
They're going to try and make us go back to Skew. You really want to go back to that slavery?
Yo, get out of my house. You could be spreading germs.
1 hour.
Welcome back to class. I'm your new teacher, Detective Harris.
2020 problems.
You guys don't seem totally stoked.
A pandemic special, Randy? Really?
South Park, the one-hour pandemic special. New Wednesday, September 30th at 8.
You are a child.
On Comedy Central.
Here we go. Let's jump straight back to Think Fast. The score is Alex 3, Sarah 0.
I'm doing horrible today.
Name something you would see at a fire station that starts with P.
Poles.
There you go.
Ah.
All right, Sarah's on the board. The score is Alex 3, Sarah 1. Name a planet beginning with M.
Mercury.
Mars.
Very close.
Did I win that one?
No.
Are you kidding me? God.
Alex said Mercury, and after he finished saying Mercury, you said Mars.
I just don't know. I can't tell because, I mean, I'm not blaming anything, but in my headphone, I said it, and then he said, so in my headphones, I beat
there was
him
not
a
like a
3-second
delay, Sarah.
No, on mine, Sarah. There was like, no, I'm not saying a delay, but how it comes back to my headphones, the way I hear it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will not give that to you, Alex, because it was very close. So right, give her the benefit right, for the right, doubt. Okay, right, here we go. Right. Name a military rank starting with C.
Captain.
Captain. That he got.
Are you sure? There's that delay. You know, you are in Round Rock and we are in Westlake.
All right. Alex could
it's
win it all.
It's not about that.
He could win it all.
He's going to win it all.
By answering this next question correctly. Here we go. Name a type of dinosaur starting with T.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Triceratops.
Wow.
Wait, is it that close?
It was pretty close.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty close.
Can we roll back the audio,
but
Judge?
You honestly said it. It was almost like you knew what I was going to say because you said it before I even asked it.
Me too. Me too.
I don't know.
Why? No, I mean, there was quite a long gap. But
well, I don't know. Was
Alex
there?
Answered immediately.
You can give him the win. It's fine.
Well, no, it's fine. It's okay. It was very close.
Roll you it back. I'll do the gentleman thing. Let's
All
see
right, here's how it sounded. Name a type of dinosaur starting with T.
Tyrannosaurus
Rex. Triceratops.
Wow.
You can give it to him because he's the clear winner. I'm just letting you know, and I'm not complaining, but in my headphones it went Tyrannosaurus, and then it was like T-Rex. It's so weird.
No, you said Triceratops. Now you're not even making any sense.
Are you drunk?
You're just drunk right now. It's what you are. All right, here we go.
No, he won.
No, that's okay. No.
He won.
4-1. There's no way you're going to catch up. So here we go. Name an 80s rocker that starts with D.
Duran Duran.
I'll give it to you.
When you said 80s rocker, I mean, Duran Duran is a group.
Yeah, that's fine, though. I made it.
Is the guy's name
vague.
Duran?
That's I don't know, is it? Yeah.
Sarah.
Is it?
No.
Well, I don't know. What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
It's a band, Sarah.
It's two
brothers.
I thought
maybe it was like Kyle Duran and Nathan Duran.
No, Sarah, no. Oh, my gosh.
I'll take
the Durans. Every year for their Christmas.
That's awesome.
Alex, congratulations.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
An Austin man has been sentenced to 30 months in prison after pleading guilty to stalking and sending threatening letters and emails to Taylor Swift's former record label.
Jeez.
Whoa. Found this out yesterday. According to records filed in federal court, Eric Swarbrick was sentenced during a hearing in Nashville yesterday. The terms of his sentence, which also include 3 years of supervised release, were agreed upon by prosecutors in a plea that he entered last year, according to the AP. This happened back in 2018. He was then 26 and was charged with interstate stalking and sending interstate communications with the intent to threaten after he sent increasingly violent letters to Big Machine Label Group. According to the complaint, Swarbrick sent a letter to the label CEO asking him to introduce him to Swift.
Wow.
The letters became increasingly threatening over time. Swift took out a restraining order against Swarbrick, who sent over 40 letters.
Dude.
On 3 different occasions, Swarbrick drove to Nashville personally to deliver them. This is the part of the story that scares me the most.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wow.
You know, I mean, I'm not Taylor Swift, so he's not threatening me, but we work in Westlake, and back in 2018... he worked as a bus driver for the Eanes Independent School District.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You know there's that school bus that was always playing Taylor Swift, and now
right.
ties back to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
School district said that he was fired immediately after they learned of the allegations.
What blows me away about this is 40 letters in one occasion. I've never written 40 letters in my life. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot.
It's insane.
It's a lot of letters.
Crazy. Hey, so if this isn't going to motivate you to work off all those seltzers you've put on your body over the past 6 months during this pandemic, then nothing's going to work, okay? There's a website called Total Shape that just announced they're going to pay people to lose the weight they gained during quarantine, and they're paying a lot. $13,000 to be exact.
Ooh,
this is awesome. I know, right? They're going
to
pick four people, and they're going to try a different diet and keep track of their progress on social media. Out of those four people, people will get $8,000 each, and then they can get up to $5,000 in bonuses if they hit different milestones. If you're interested, you can apply on their website, or you could text the word trending to 51993. But no, you have to have a BMI of over 30. BMI stands for...
Body mass index.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Let's get rich, y'all.
I don't know if mine's over 30, but there's a pretty good chance it is.
I mean, reading the fine print, we should be good. If we've gained like 16 pounds like the average American has during quarantine, we'll be good. And then we can finally cancel our membership booker at Planet Fitness that we've never gone to, that we've had for like 2 years now.
So you might remember me telling you the story about how I thought someone gained access to my card
from China.
And then I realized it was me just trying to make a deposit into my... sports gaming account.
Yep.
So I had to cancel that card and get a new one, which, look at the bright side, Planet Fitness no longer has my credit card information, so they can't charge me the monthly fee for going to the gym that I never went to.
Yeah, nothing against Planet Fitness. We just haven't gone to the gym in 2 years.
That's it. This is how lazy I was. I was so lazy, I didn't ever get around to canceling the membership.
Y'all are the worst. The worst. Saturday Night Live is coming back October 3rd. They will be in the studio. None of this Zoom stuff anymore. And two pieces of news about Saturday Night Live, my favorite show. Number one, Jim Carrey will be playing Joe Biden, which is an interesting choice because Jason Sudeikis, who used to be part of the cast, has been playing Joe Biden. So it's interesting that they're choosing someone who's never been part of the cast to come in. Love it. Love it so much. And then number two, yesterday, Saturday Night Live announced three new cast members, and one of those went to the University of Texas.
Yeah.
His name is Andrew Dismukes. He has been writing for Saturday Night Live, but now he's moving to an actual cast member. He is from Texas, went to UT, was part of the whole comedy scene here in Austin, even was a finalist at Cap City Comedy Club's Funniest Person in Austin contest back in 2016. So, woohoo, so cool.
It's pretty funny he didn't win it, and he's on SNL. I mean, how ironic is that?
Good news, bad news for Austin, man. One was sentenced to 30 months in prison for stalking Taylor Swift. The other is now officially a cast member on Saturday Night Live, and a website is offering people $13,000 to lose their quarantine weight. If you're interested in any of those stories and scoring 13 G's, text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the free radio.com app.
One of my very first memories of Austin, Texas, I was with my father and my mom, and he went to the University of Texas, and we were visiting Austin, and he wanted to show us Mount Bunnell, but he couldn't remember exactly where it was, and this was when I was a kid, so there wasn't like Waze or Apple Maps. You just had to go off feeling and just hope that you arrived there.
Go off of feeling.
I mean, they always had maps, Sarah, even back in your day, they had maps.
Well, I guess we didn't have the big map book in our car that day. And he was doing, you know, what a man does is like, I know how to get there. I'm not going to ask for directions. I will find it.
Yeah.
And I remember driving around forever trying to find Mount Bunnell. And then he made us get out of the car and he made us go to the top of Mount Bunnell. And I don't know, I was probably like 12. So it just seemed like the longest hike of my life. Like I was like, I can't believe I climbed this mountain. And it was my very first memory of Austin. Well, over the weekend, I had a friend in town, and her husband doesn't know too much about Austin, or he had never been to Mount Bunnell, and they wanted to do something outside because, you know, you want to be like socially distant.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's do Mount Bunnell. I think it's easy. And I was like, yeah, I think it's like 15 or 20 minutes, but it's like straight up. So it's like a good little workout. So we arrived at Mount Bunnell at 9 a.m. and then at 9:01, we were at the top.
That's all it took?
Mount Bunnell, guys, in my memory, was the longest hike of my life. In reality, it's like 32 or 39 steps up. I think it's 39 steps up. And it literally is just walking a double staircase. And then there you are.
You're right. No,
at
you're
the top.
You're absolutely right. Because when you say Mount Bunnell and you don't know, you're like, oh my gosh, like you're going to go get hiking shoes for it.
Well, anything with Mount in the title.
Yeah. No,
you know?
I know. You're absolutely right. Because it's funny, Sarah, my first time was such a letdown as well. We got there and I'm like, I'm not in hiking shoes, but I was like, okay, we're going to do some walking. When we got to the top, there's there's like a family of 10 with like 50 boxes of Popeye's chicken. And they carried it up like nothing. And I'm like, really? I'm like, really? You called this mountain? Like, there's like old people there eating fried chicken that carried it up. I mean, it was like no big deal.
Isn't it amazing? I could think of a handful of things right now that you are so excited to see and do until you get there and realize it is so anticlimactic. I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, so I would go over to St. Louis quite a bit. And I couldn't wait to go up in the Arch because the Arch is so like, wow. You know, if there was another eighth wonder of the world or whatever, it'd be the St. Louis Arch. And I remember going there and you ride in this like hard boiled egg to get to the top and it's just shaking and rattling the whole time. Then you get to the very top, right? You're like, oh, wow, this is such a cool experience. You get to the top and you're like, all right, cool, let's go. And you're like, you're right back down again. Same thing when I went to Paris in the Louvre. I was like, got to see the Mona Lisa. And if you've ever been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You get there and you're like, this is it? And you turn around and walk back out.
Yep.
Same thing with the Alamo in San Antonio. Oh, yeah. You get there, you're like, oh my God, this is a piece of history. This is iconic. You get there, you're like, this is it?
It's such a letdown.
Well, so many things that we build up in our minds that are just complete letdowns.
Same thing. You walk up Mount Bonnell and you're like, oh, this is it? And then you're like, well, maybe I can see Matthew McConaughey's house from here. Where is it?
What was it for you that you were so excited about but was a huge letdown? Text in to 51993. We'll read some coming up next on Mix. Helping those that have been ghosted, we're doing it once again. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
What's
up? What's up?
You sound awfully chipper for a guy that just got ghosted.
Well, I'm a big fan. And also, it is weird why that I got ghosted. And I was like, I've always wanted to call in, so it's like...
Well, here you go.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
I have a reason.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Also, I'm kind of sad. It's like ups and downs. So.
Right, right. Hopefully, we're going to get some help for you. But in the meantime, tell us about Kendall and how this all kind of came to play.
So, we started with a couple, Skypes. Then we did like a social distance walk. I thought everything was going as well as it could for being in an apocalypse. Finally did like an in-person night hang. It was,
All right. Where did this take place? Was it like a restaurant or bowling alley or what?
Bowling alley.
Dude, random.
Are those even open?
I don't
they
know.
They actually are.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust putting my fingers in those holes yet, but you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Matt, you were saying?
We just got food from a place, and then we brought it back to my place.
Okay.
Oh.
That's big.
So then what happened?
A very fun night, I thought.
Okay.
And then I don't know what happened. Hmm.
I feel like if a woman is comfortable enough to come to your home, especially during a time like this, then obviously she likes you. Because a woman's not going to go to your home.
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
Unless she's into you.
Correct.
Let's call Kendall, see what she says. Hang on.
Hello?
Kendall?
Yes?
Hi, good morning. Sorry to catch you off guard. I'm Brad Booker, and I also have Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne on here. It's the Booker, Alex, and Sarah show. We're on Mix 94.7. We're doing a radio show with Matt, who contacted us for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. He, too, is on the phone. Matt, you want to say hi?
Hey, what's up?
Here's what we do, Kendall, and we're hoping that we can make this as comfortable for you as possible, but our segment, Waiting by the Phone, is for people that went out with someone that they really care about, which is you, and then just not to hear anything. So Matt's kind of like in this weird place where he's like, I really like her. I thought we had a great night, and I haven't heard from her.
Oh, my God, is this for real? Like, I was holding my breath the whole time you're talking, and I'm like, wait, is this for real? Wait, what's happening? Wait, what?
It's funny.
What? I'm on the radio?
It is a lot for someone this early in the morning.
I already had my coffee, though. I get up early, right. So we're good. Hi, Matt. What's up? I guess.
Hey.
He's on the radio. Oh, hi.
So what did happen? He said you came over to his place.
Wait. How much did he tell you? Did he, Matt?
No, I'm gonna tell you exactly what he said. He said that you guys have been talking, hanging out, a couple of video chats. Then you, I guess, met up for a walk or something, and then you got food, and went back to his place. And that's it. That's all he said.
He kept it clean.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. Thanks, Matt. But yeah, no, that's basically it. But I did spend the night at his house.
Okay.
Hopefully my mom's not listening, but I think
I know.
Really proud
that's
of me.
Awesome.
I don't know. My mom always told me when it came to guys to always trust your gut. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And my gut was like, Matt's cool. Like, it's okay to spend the night, like, even in this crazy world, like, he's a nice guy and we had chemistry and I just like went with it. Basically, the next morning, like, he offered to make me some breakfast, and I was like, I don't really like to hang out with somebody, you know, like, I need to, like, brush my teeth, like, I'm gross, like, you know, like, it's the morning thing.
Sure, of course.
Right.
Especially someone that you're barely getting to know.
Right.
Yeah, so he walks me into the bathroom, he's like, no problem, here, grab a toothbrush. And he opens this drawer, and there's, like, 15 wrapped, like, travel toothbrushes, but they're not traveled. But, you know, I always bring one with me when I travel, just, like, individually wrapped toothbrushes. There's, like, 15 in this drawer.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe somebody would be like, oh, great, thanks. Like, no big deal. But I just was like, this guy hooks up with a lot of girls. It's kind of what my gut said. Like, he is ready for his overnight guest with a toothbrush. And it just made me feel, like, really weird and definitely out of my comfort zone.
Wait. Again, we're not judging anybody. But, Kendall, just so I understand this properly, the reason you decided not to call Matt back after a good time was because dude was overprepared in the toothbrush department?
Yes, but think of it this way. Like, it's I don't normally, like, hook up with guys, like, you know, and, like, okay. Well, we obviously knew each other for a little while, but this was, like, the first time we really, like, hung out. And I don't know, it just made me feel like, I don't know, it's just my gut. My mom says, listen to your gut. My gut is, like, this guy's a player. He hooks up with lots of girls. That's how I felt.
My mom's a dental hygienist. Anytime I go home, she is giving me these huge packages of toothbrushes.
I just have
a ton of toothbrushes.
Wait, hold up. Are you sitting here laughing this
Seriously?
Whole time?
Why didn't we talk to you earlier?
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I probably am a little, like, OCD now because of her. So, like, I do switch my toothbrush more than a regular person. Like, I know people, like, use the same toothbrush, like, for 6 months. But, like, when you get three ones from your mom, you're just going to switch it every month.
All right, I believe him 100%.
That is hilarious.
In his tone, he's so confident.
But you need to, like, tell someone that because, like, my first thought, too, would be, like, oh, he is a player. Like,
why?
He has
but
wait,
wait,
yes.
No, see, that's not fair. It's not our obligation to explain to a woman why we have so many toothbrushes. If it bothered her, it's her responsibility to go to Matt and be like, bro, why do you have so many toothbrushes?
No. Well, then it's awkward because let's say he is a player and you're like, why do you have so many toothbrushes? And he's like, I was like my guest to feel, like, welcome. I mean, it's just creepy. It's
then
awkward.
You know that. Bounce.
Right. And I have to just say, I mean, okay, you got them from your mom. I totally believe you, Matt. But just put me in that moment. Half the toothbrushes were, like, pink and purple. And so, okay, like, what color do I get? What color do I get? It was just, like, they weren't green. They were in, like, a Colgate pack. Like, you just had two extra.
Right.
Like,
totally.
It was just in a separate drawer. And, like, what's next? Tampons in the drawer underneath? Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, but maybe his mom was a gynecologist.
I can't believe you. That's possible.
Oh, gosh.
Kendall, what do you think? I mean, this is a very, very reasonable explanation, and we all believe him.
Totally.
So would you be willing to go out again with Matt and give him another chance?
Yes, I actually feel really kind of silly now. I kind of made you out
to
like man whore Matt, and I'm sorry.
Man whore Matt. I love it.
So good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.